Get up a go show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. It's 9:16 and 14 seconds. Ralph, how's it going? Ralph's
it's going really good.
Ralph McDonald from McDonald's Computer Service. Where's my mouse at, Ralph? Oh, there it is.
I don't know.
Do you say your mouse or do you say, where's my arrow at?
Where's my mouse?
Okay. Because my mouse is
down here. Or the cursor. Where's the cursor?
Cursor is what I'm looking for. Okay. Need to be able to jam a little bit on this, like a little jazzy stuff in the background.
But cursor can also just be a white blinking line, too.
Oh, okay.
But that's there it is. That's old school.
Old school lingo. Yeah.
OG. Going back to the DOS days when you didn't have a mouse.
You're the OG of computers, huh?
Yes.
Ralph McDonald, that's a good liner for you. I might throw that out there. Hey, we're talking about, how you been? I haven't talked to you in a few weeks.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. It's been, you know, getting out to the golf course.
Oh, you've been playing?
And camping and doing some stuff.
Getting bugs on you, spiders, anything while you're camping?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
You're out in the middle of nature. Nature's going to be all over you.
Any ants? Were you doing, like, picnic stuff and while you were camping?
No, not so much that.
No? Did you eat anything?
Well, we do eat.
Now, when you camp, do you have a camper?
Yes.
Okay, you're not in a tent on the ground like we did back when we were 19.
No, I'm a little old. That's not happening.
How would you do if you had to lay on the ground? What would you feel like the next day? Being
well, first off, I wouldn't be able to get up.
Yeah, you'd have to have people help you so you can't
somebody
do it by
bring
yourself.
In the crane.
Beep, 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 beep. What about an air mattress? When was the last time you slept on an air mattress?
20 years ago.
Yeah. Mine's been more recent than that.
Family gatherings. My son would have been like 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not fun. I remember I was at my aunt and uncle's, and I was the youngest one there at age probably 45 or so.
Okay.
But everybody else was 75, so I was the one that ended up getting the air mattress.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I should have just got a hotel room. That would have been a little bit better.
That was why we decided to get the camper, because we're like, nope.
Yeah, we can't do this anymore.
We had a pop-up, and I was like, I'm done cranking this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I don't want to deal with this no more.
Well, it seems like you're having a good time. Weather warming up, and you guys are doing a lot of tune-ups. I mentioned the other day that your suggestion, if you use it a lot, every 6 months, but everybody should get a tune-up every single year. Why is that?
Right.
I know to make the computer run faster,
well,
but why
else? Just like a car. You know, you drive a car, you need to have an oil change every so often. You need to have spark plugs changed, the wires, and all this kind of stuff. You own a house, you got to clean the gutters, you got to do maintenance.
Right.
It's all about maintenance. If you don't do proper maintenance on a computer, the computer is just not going to perform. It's going to get clogged up with junk, dust, dirt. It's going to get loaded up with temporary internet files. Here's the thing. Every time you visit a web page, your computer stores a copy of that web page on the computer.
Okay.
The next time it goes out to the internet, the first thing it does is it looks at all of those stored web pages to see if you've already been there. And then it pulls that up first, and then it checks to see if there's been changes and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, if you've been to 30,000 million websites, it has to go through that entire list before it decides, oh, wait, I don't have a copy of this. I need to go and check this out. Well, that starts, the longer that list is, the longer it takes to search, so the slower it is for the data to actually pull up
well,
on the
screen.
Do
you get rid of that list then?
Yes.
Okay.
We clean up that. We get rid. That's one of the things that we do to speed the computer back up again. There are other things we go through and we tweak the system registry, and we do a few other things to make sure that the system is performing the way that it's supposed to. We find out there's a list that we can look at when we go in and we look at the error reports and whatnot. Pull those out and we see, okay, it's been having these kind of errors. We need to go through and find out what's causing those and correct those, because the more errors you're having, again, the slower it gets. We test the hard drive, we test the RAM, we make sure that the computer is functioning the way that it was designed to function in the first place.
Okay, you really give it a good checkout. How long does it take usually? Does it take a day?
Usually it takes about 24 to 48 hours. Okay. Now, if somebody's been getting routine tune-ups from us, in other words, they're coming in every year and getting the maintenance done, it takes less time.
Okay.
because the machine is not staying. Usually when we get a machine in, it's been like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And it takes us, I mean, we can only go as fast as that machine's going to let us go.
Right.
All right. But generally speaking, it's about 24 to 48 hour turnaround time once we get a computer on the bench.
Does it make the computer last longer? Do you get more years out of it, or you just get better performance out of it?
You get better performance out of it. Now, that said, a lot of times when people replace their computers, it's because they think their computer is too slow.
Okay.
So if we're keeping the performance up, then we're tending to hold on to these computers longer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the computer needs to be replaced.
Will you know whether it needs to be replaced or just a tune-up before you do it at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Once there are certain things that we look for right off the bat before we even start doing anything. If we see, you know, somebody comes in and they've got a Windows Vista computer, we're done.
Okay.
We need to talk about a new computer because what money you're going to sink into this is not going to get you where you want to go.
Okay.
And that's the big thing. When a computer comes in, we know what you want. You want to have a computer that functions well and performs well and gets there in a timely fashion. Not the kind of computer where you turn it on, you go get a cup of coffee, maybe step outside and jog for a few miles, and then come back and the computer's up.
I remember those days. I remember I used to talk to Jay Rickey, and I'd always say, "What are you doing?" This was probably 15 years ago or so. I'm waiting for my 7 websites to come up.
Yes.
Remember that day where you had to wait for all of them just to appear?
Yep. Yeah. And that's not like that anymore. But if you are keeping your computer tuned up, that happens much faster now.
Okay.
So we do encourage the tune-ups. And if your computer is not worth getting a tune-up on, because a tune-up's only $69.99, if it's not worth getting a tune-up on, we're going to tell you that. We don't care whether we tune up your computer, whether we reload your computer, or whether we replace your computer. We want to take care of your issue with the computer, and you're going to tell us what that is.
So get tune-ups today so it's running quicker. Oh, I've always heard this, dry and cool. You said keeping it cool.
Keeping it cool. You know, and just like in the summertime, you get hot and you kind of don't want to wear the long pants and the long shirt and the flannel shirt and all of that kind of stuff.
I wanted to wear shorts today.
Yeah. You know, computers don't like to be hot. As a matter of fact, the hotter you make a computer, the slower the computer gets. Just like you. If I take you out and stick you in 120 degrees, you're not going to be moving as fast as you would if it was,
that's
you know,
a good point. Yeah.
70. So what are the things that can cause a computer to overheat? The biggest one is dust and dirt.
Oh, okay.
You know, computers have an airflow through them, and the air that flows in has dust particles. It's got dirt. It doesn't matter. I don't care how clean your house is. Those things are a dust magnet.
Right.
I mean, they just suck that stuff in. It's just like a vacuum. So it's building up all of this dust. Well, that clogs up the fans so that the heat sinks so that the fans can't get airflow into the areas where it needs proper airflow.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we pull the cover off and we go through and we clean all that dust and dirt out and we make sure that it's got good airflow through it. Now,
would we know how to do that? Would most people know how to do that to pull the back off and know where to spray the little can of air at?
Well, it's not just spraying the clean. I mean, if it's bad,
mm-hmm.
a can of air is not going to get it.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you got to pull the fan off and you got to take the heat sink off and re-grease the processor. I mean, it can be a pretty
involved
process.
Okay, so the answer is I don't even know what the heat sink is.
Right, right. I mean, you can pull it off and I mean, if you're looking at the fan and you can't see past the fan, you probably have way too much stuff in there.
Okay.
And that happens more often than not. I mean, we find that because most folks, they stick their little computer in their little computer hole and they just leave it sit there and they don't even think about it.
Right.
You know, and after a period of time, the other thing is if your computer sounds like an airplane taking off, you have a heat problem.
Okay.
That shouldn't sound like that. Now, it will if it's a server or a very, very high-end machine, but those folks know that it's going to be like that.
Okay.
But your average home computer should not sound like an airplane taking off. If it does, you need to bring it into us. We probably need to replace a fan. Fans are really, really cheap, but they can be really, really annoying if they're not functioning properly.
Okay.
keeping them cool. You can go out on YouTube and you can find a video where they liquid cooled a processor with liquid nitrogen. This was really, really cool.
Wow.
I was kind of amazed at this. Yeah. This was a 1 gigahertz processor. That should tell you how long ago this took place. And they poured a tube of liquid nitrogen on it. And the processor went from 1 gigahertz to 5 gigahertz.
Really?
Just from cooling it down. Huh. So, because they wanted to prove that keeping a processor cool is what keeps that processor ticking at optimum speeds.
Okay. Doesn't everybody have their computer in air conditioner somewhere?
No.
Air conditioner? They don't?
No.
How do they keep it cool if it's not in air conditioning?
Well, I mean, it's
fan
in,
on it?
I mean, they keep it in their house where it's cool in their house. If their house isn't cool, then the computer's not cool.
Okay. What temperature do you need to keep your house at to make sure it doesn't get too hot?
Put it this way.
80 fine?
Well, let's put it this way. If you're uncomfortable, it's uncomfortable.
Okay. I'm just thinking about my parents. They keep it way warmer than I keep it, so.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but, I mean, typically you're wanting to keep it around 70 to 80 degrees.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind that with that airflow that it's forcing through there, even though it's 85 degree air, when you're moving it, it drops it down some.
Okay.
So you're going to have some cooling there.
Okay, so keep that thing cool. Cool and dry, I always heard. And you guys are doing Verizon. Have you
yes,
started
we
yet?
Are. Yes, we haven't started yet.
Okay.
We're still waiting on some software stuff to get done on Verizon's end. But we are going to be doing Verizon prepaid to start off with. So you can come in and you can talk to us about that. Once we've gotten it's going to be a couple of months down the road, we'll actually be doing the Verizon contract stuff as well.
Okay.
So we'll become the Verizon store in Arc City.
They just kind of want to get you used to working with Verizon through the prepaid and then
everything? Trying to get set up with Verizon, it's been 2 months getting to this point.
Huh.
They're not real quick on our side of things. They're not real quick. But once they get you set up, then everything goes pretty smoothly.
Oh, that's cool. So what do you think the date will be? Do you know? If you took a guess when you'd be able to sell your first one?
I'm hoping next week, but
okay.
I don't know. Again, what we're waiting for right now is a door ID, which that's what allows us. That's what tells Verizon, hey, this is a legitimate dealer. This isn't you know. Once I get that, which is supposed to be tomorrow, then we can start ordering phones and we can start getting things set up.
Okay, so we should know something when you come next week then, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
All right.
And we are still doing Boost as well. So we're going to have both in the store. So if you're a Boost fan, we can go with that. If you're a Verizon fan, we can go with that.
That's cool. A lot of options. So where do we go for tune-ups and advice and phones, Ralph?
You know, you can come to 111 South Summit Street across from the Old Burford Theater in downtown Arc City. You can come to our Facebook page and leave us a private message. It's McDonald's Computer Service on Facebook. Or you can just post on Facebook, you know, whatever works for you. You can send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarccity.com, or you can give us a call at 620-442-5091.
Good seeing you, Ralph.
All righty.
It is 9:30.